first rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club. The second rule of Fight Club is you do not talk about Fight Club. Third rule of Fight Club, someone yells stop, goes limp, taps out, the fight is over. Fourth rule, only two guys to a fight. Fifth rule, one fight at a time, fellas. Sixth rule, no shirts, no shoes. Seventh rule, fights will go on as long as they have to. And the eighth and final rule, if this is your first night at Fight Club, you have to fight.
Episode 89 with Sean Hammer. As promised, I was giving away a Malifaux Child, pink, not the translucent one, but an opaque pink Malifaux Child. And the winner of that contest is Dylan Purcell. Forgive me if I butchered your name, but he's the winner of the Malifaux Child. Yeah, so that's about it. Today's episode, we're going to be going over some HeroClix. The new Superman Wonder Woman set came out, and I'm going to be... once in a while, focusing or I don't know what the correct word is, but I'll be going over what I feel is one of my flavor of the week hero clicks that I like to play and that I always try and put on teams. So, let's see what I've been doing. Well, I've been painting gremlins. I finished up my Jackdaw box and the three Crooked Men. They look pretty sweet. You can check them out on my Sean Hammer Facebook page. So go ahead and check out my Facebook page, Sean Hammer at Facebook, and I post a lot of pictures that things I'm working on, such as my Brewmaster crew that I just started. I have two Moon Shinobis done, and the Whiskey Golem started. So yeah, check it out if you want to see some painted models and see what things are going. Let's see. Yesterday, I did get some games of Malifaux in. One game for the Nythera. I did not lose this week. I did not win either, but I didn't lose, so the Outcast faction can't be blaming me for the downfall. But then I played a fun game. I played my fun game with my Jackdaw crew. Let's see, we had Line of Sand, Stake Your Claim. Is that the one with the markers on the board, the center line? So I figured that worked well with Line of Sand. I also took Distract. My crew consisted of Jackdaw and Montressor and all their upgrades. So, except for the Guillotine of Injustice. I just couldn't fit... well, I mean, I couldn't drop anything else but the free upgrade in. And plus, the Guillotine's not really that... it's got to focus on a peon model. And I like to take my Injustice cards and put them on Masters and Henchmen's and such. I picked two Crooked Men, thinking that I'd do the whole Shafted ability, which I forgot once or twice, so let's not forget about forget that I'm a newbie sometimes. I picked two Crooked Men. Well, I said Crooked Men. Two Guilty. Of course, Lady... I'm going to call her Lady Gaga. That's why everyone calls her. So, her and one Hanged. Pretty close game. It was... 8-10 loss. I got 8, unfortunately, because I didn't play Distract right, or I forgot about it until later on. So if I would have did that a little bit more properly, it probably would have been a 10-10 tie, because I did max out my schemes. And if I remembered to do Shafted early on in the game when it mattered, I wouldn't have lost the my scheme markers on the center line too much for Line in the Sand. And well, I had to fight to get those back, but... eh. Is what it is. I missed out 2 points on Distract. Not bad game. It was a win against Lady J and her crew. It was a Lady J, Ryle, a Hunter, two Riflemen. Well, city pick. Eh. Oh, well. Doesn't matter. I lost. So that was that game. Not too bad of a game. I'm going to start taking pictures and recording live so I can put some snippets on people I played too. My second game for Nythera was a little bit different. It was a tie. It was the Reckoning for the strategy, Bodyguard for my scheme, and also... Damn it. What scheme did I pick? Oh, Protect Territory. So it wasn't too hard to... I played, I was going to say Hamlin. I did not play Hamlin. I played Von Cho. I played the Strong Arm Suit, Lazarus, Von Cho, Specialist, Librarian, Hannah. Did I say Hannah? Hannah, Strong Arm Suit, Lazarus, Von Cho. Anyway, of course, you play the, I played two Oathkeepers, three Oathkeepers, Shirt Comes Off, and Survivalist in that crew. I played against Sonya, and it ended up being a, what was it, a 4-4 tie, or some crap like that. I forgot what it was. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. No, I think it was 6-6. Neither of us scored on the schemes. I mean, on the strategy. Both of us scored on the schemes, and we picked the same damn schemes. We both picked Protect Territory and Bodyguard. Usually, and I played my bluff here. I've been playing Chad for numerous months now. And whenever I play Von Cho, I always play Bodyguard on Lazarus because he's got the auto heal and he's a ranged combat attacker, so it's like goes pretty good. I decided to do something different, thinking that he would go for Lazarus as the object for my bodyguard, but I kind of fooled him on that. I put a hand on, she ended up fitting, dropping scheme markers, and I think that messed with his mind. I didn't do much with Hannah. I did lose Von Cho with him not doing anything except for dropping two scheme markers. A little bit upset by that, but I had to keep some of my other models alive so he didn't obtain the strategy points for Reckoning. So I sacrificed Von Cho, if you can believe that. Shoved him. He moved right up into Sonya's face and forced him to do everything he had to take her out without focusing on two of my lesser models that were in a bad position at the time. So sometimes you just gotta do something for a draw that you normally wouldn't do. So, proud of myself, I didn't lose that game, so that is excellent. Let's see, downloaded the new Weird Chronicles. I need more pictures in those. If anyone from Weird's listening, I want more pictures. The stories and stuff are nice, but I need more pictures. Painted models, upcoming models, so and so. Got that off my chest. Let's see. Other than that, that's all I've been doing. I've been playing my buddy Glenn in some HeroClix, and I'll get a little bit more into that when I start covering up my HeroClix of the day, or my chosen HeroClix figure that I want to spotlight today. So that is about it. I'll be covering Ironsides today, best I can. I haven't played her yet. Haven't even painted her. I started painting the crew, and my Gen Con stuff came in, so my Jackdaw box set came in. Then I was going to start printing out newspaper articles and stuff to litter the bases of the Ironside crew. But for some odd reason, I downloaded some wanted posters. Next thing you know, bam, I painted my Jackdaw crew in there. I am painting. I'll get on to what else I'm going to take. So let's go ahead. I'm going to take just a moment here and get right back to you. We'll talk about some HeroClix. We'll talk about the Superman Wonder Woman set that was pre-released this weekend. Alrighty. The Superman Wonder Woman set was pre-released this weekend, I guess. And as per normal, my venue, Cool City Games, does HeroClix tournaments. Usually, always, the release tournaments and any special events like Age of Ultron, War of the Light, all of them. Jeff's been very good at keeping product and doing good with everything. So, as per normal, you get two boosters. You make a 300-point or 400-point team, depends on what whoever's running it, depends they want to do. Some sets would do 400, some would do 3. It depends on, like, if you know you're dealing with powerhouses, you know. Just if you want to play more with your toys. So, my pull on my two boxes, I'm going to go through them one by one and let you know what I got. Maybe a little bit of each. I put myself a Lois Lane. This would be my rare, and she's also unique. 45 points from Metropolis and Reporter keyword. She basically has a traded four-square outwit, but instead of outwitting powers, it outwits team abilities. Let's see, she's got movement ability, hunting down lead. Opposing characters can't draw lines of fire to lowest land unless they're within two squares, or she's adjacent to a friendly character. She's got a special defense ability. Basically call Superman if you have a Superman. She's got outwit, some stealth, and she's got willpower and perplex. She's 45 points with Superman team ability. Not a bad little support piece. I also got myself an Apollo. He is a 200 point deity ruler. He's got enhanced targeting, which he ignores hindering, so that's good. He's got divine aura. He can't be countered by target. Well, he can be targeted by outwit probability control from opposing characters, less targeting character has a higher point value or has the deity keyword. It's pretty decent. He's got a special attack that opposing character they must choose. If this attack deals penetrating damage, or the character can't attack Apollo to your next turn. Now, this guy's pretty unique. He does have Indomitable. He does fly. He's got PC, Range Combat Expert. He's running around with Impervious, Invulnerability, and Regeneration at 200 points. If you're playing a 300-point team, of course, he's going to be your tentpole. And my buddy Abe definitely used him to success at that. Next up, we have Cersei. She is an Injustice Gang Mystical Ruler. She's got the Mystic Team ability. Let's see. As I was saying, Cersei Injustice Gang Mystical Ruler. She does a lot of stuff that interacts with theme teams with animal. If she's in a theme team that can include an animal theme team, still a theme team that has her. So she got some stuff she can do, I guess, with what I would say Alasha Craven, but it's an animal theme team. See, she can use mind control, does not dealt unavoidable damage. She's got PC, perplex. Not a bad figure. 115 points, but we're not looking at any indomitable. So, just generally, I look past that. I mean, Mystics is nice, but 300 points when we're running temple, you know, somebody like Apollo, it's going to take only like 3 clicks, maybe maximum damage to kill her, so he's only going to take 3 clicks of Mystic, so we have Wonder Woman, JSA, 100 points, Amazon, Justice Society Warrior, pretty straightforward, pretty dial, defend, toughness, invuln, impervious, super strength, sidestep, charge, and close combat expert. Not a bad figure, not for 100 points. We got the investigative reporter, 20 points. Some stealth, willpower, incapacitate, sidestep. And you can modify people's defense by -1. 20 points, if you need 20 point figure, I guess you got them. Let's see, we have, which I thought was cool. I don't know who she is, but it reminds me of Ariel off of Little Mermaid. We have Lori Lamaris. She's Atlantis keyword. She is a mermaid. Simple as that. She's better in water. She gets +2 defense. She's faster on land. She gets speed value by +2 because she grows legs. She's got a mind control that she can do. And she can do as a free action if she targets Superman or Superboy. So in a set that is Superman and Wonder Woman, not a bad idea. And when she or a friendly character named Mermaid is killed by opposing characters within 5 squares, they're dealt 2, and you're in water terrain, you're dealt 2 penetrating damage. Pretty nifty. Great on Atlantis theme teams for 45 points. Gives me something using on the Atlantis map, because you really have to have that water. So, yeah. We got Sister Superior. I have no idea who she is, but she's Justice League Elite. I think that's a new keyword for the set. Robot and Spy. She's 80 points. She has Indomitable. Leadership and shape change. She's going to raise attack values if she succeeds in leadership she's out with. And she's got a trait. My brother was a terrible leader, but I am not him. When you build your forest characters with the Justice League or Suicide Squad, keywords possess the Justice League keyword this game. So I have... problem is, this set has a lot of stuff that I don't know anything about. Such as the new Batman. 60 points, it's Thomas Wayne. Batman Team Ability, Gotham City, Wonders of the World keyword. And that also introduces a new ATA, Wonders of the World, which is give a character using this team ability a power action to heal an adjacent friendly character. One click. Heal two clicks instead if the character's adjacent to the character has Wonders of the World keyword. Heal the character given the action one unavoidable damage. This costs 5 points apiece. This being Thomas Wayne, it's okay Batman sculpt. The one from Trinity Wars, far superior Batman. Maybe we'll see in the future a female Martha Wayne Joker. But that's going on to comics and stuff. I did open up a chase. The chases in this set are Red Sun figures. We are looking at Green Lantern, Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, Bizarro, and Brainiac, I think. And I got Green Light, which is basically Green Lantern. He's got the Green Lantern Corps, Red Sun, Soldier keywords. No team abilities, 90 points, with Indomitable and Perplex. He's got Energy Shield Deflection, which you would imagine Hal Jordan would have. Toughness, Sidestep, Running Short, Shot, and Penetrating Psychic Blast. I know nothing about this comic, but I know it does fascinate me a little bit of the whole Russian theme in it, but I never picked it up. I kind of like the offshoots, kind of like this, and Gotham by Gaslight, which Hero Clicks would be nice if WizKids got off their butt and did those. But anyway, he's got a trait, which is Empower a Brigade. Friendly characters of 40 points or less can use Toughness and the Flight ability. So, you got a whole bunch of soldiers. I mean, I can just imagine a whole bunch of Sergeant Rocks or Howling Commandos with this guy and their team, you know, flying around, doing the shit. Oh, yeah. Let's see, he's got a stop click. When he uses a stop click, he can use super senses, and when he doesn't succeed, you heal him one damage. So if you succeed, boom, come off the stop click, boom, you hit him back on. Yeah. Any good rolls, he's got some staying power. But he's got attack power, which is really quite wordy. It's probably about a third of his card. It's a box within a box with an infinite number of boxes. Basically, he can use willpower. And instead of placing markers as you would, not willpower, barrier, instead of placing markers as you would with barrier, you can place them surrounding a character any unoccupied square. If you do, the character gains earthbound neutralized, and when the markers are removed, you will be, if that character is adjacent to three or more, they get an action token on the next turn. So it's pretty cool. I mean, not too bad. He's in a flight suit. He's pretty decent looking little character. Not bad at all. Let's see. This event, I begged for two pieces off of people. I got the 150 point Superman, which is a pretty nice sculpt. It's got Clark Kent ripping off his coat or jacket. He's got the Superman underneath. It's pretty cool. Not going to go into this whole thing, but I'm going to give this to my buddy Glenn. But more importantly, I got Superboy. When I say more importantly, he's got the Young Justice keyword. I don't care what else he has. But he's got Future, Kryptonian, Legion of Superheroes, Metropolis, Teen Titans, Young Justice. It's all about Young Justice. He's got Charge, Sidestep, Super Strength, TK, Invincible, Toughness, Regeneration, and Power and Probability Control. There's no special powers or anything this guy has, but he does, in fact, have three team abilities. He has Teen Titans, Legion of Superheroes, and Superman. So it's pretty cool. I mean, you can wild card him if you want. He can see through stealth and everything with Superman team ability. So at 100 points even, this guy's a pretty good force to reckon with. Matter of fact, my buddy Abe's 300-point team was exactly Superboy and Apollo. Makes sense. Play the numbers. Play them right. So that's what I got this weekend for HeroClix. I've been playing with my buddy Glenn. I love playing clicks with Glenn. And I found myself, when I play clicks, of not really just putting just figures together. You know, like, oh, these would run together and stuff like that. I like to, for some odd reason, this whole ATA thing, and I've been doing a lot of teams based on keywords and staying to the keywords. Sometimes it hinders me on my choice of figures that I could play or I don't play because I'm trying to stay with a keyword. But one figure I broke, I played a non-theme team, and I realized I play this guy every time I can get him. And it was just like, I love this guy in the comic books. I like the way he looks. And I was so happy I got this figure. He's from the Deadpool set. He's a super rare. He's got pretty dang good keywords. He's got Future, New Mutants, Ruler, Six-Pack, Soldier, X-Force, and X-Men. So if you're staying with the theme teams, you got a lot of options you can pull out. I'm talking about Cable here. He's one of my favorite mutants. I don't know why. I like the whole thing with him and Strife, which I'm hoping to make a better Strife because the one that they came out with kind of sucks. But here we got Cable. This is my Cable of choice. He's 163 points with X-Men team ability. He's got running shot. He's got special movement power that lets him ignore hindering, elevated, and blocking. So that's pretty cool. That's called body slide. He's got phasing teleport, another movement ability. He's got TK, penetrating psychic blast. He's got attack power, which is pretty damn nifty. It's kind of like anti-shooting perplex your enemies. Any opposing characters within Cable's range and line of fire modify their attack values by -2 when making a ranged combat attack. What's nice about this, it doesn't have to target Cable. It's just if they're in his range and line of fire, they're going to go ahead and modify their attack value by -2, and that's called Technopath. He's got invulnerability, toughness, energy shield deflection, ranged combat expert. But most importantly, my favorite thing, two things he's got going for him, besides the fact that he's the man, he's the most interesting man in Marvel Universe, in my opinion. He's got Indomitable, which I believe Cable should have. Well, three things. He's got the six-pack keyword, which I think every version of Cable should have the six-pack keyword. But he's got a special damage power he starts with. Telepathic Future Leader. He can use leadership, outwit, and probability control, and this power can't be countered. Pretty damn nifty set of abilities on this guy. Being the fact that he can go past, he can outwit stuff, affect his opponent's shootings against himself and your other team members. That's pretty devastating as well. Invulnerability is not bad. Do I wish he had a more positive defense power? Yeah, but can't have everything. I mean, then he wouldn't be 163 points. He can go on the AVX team base, and giving that team base leadership, facing teleport, and sidestep. Who cares? The team basers are so, I got him hit or miss on it. I like the Trinity of Sin. I like the Teen Titans one just because it's the cover of the Teen Titans comic book, and that was like one of my star collecting comic books. That was, I collected Teen Titans from the beginning. Oh, well, the reboot. I don't know when it came out, but it was the 80s. I was quite young. But, no, my figure of choice this episode definitely is Cable. Mine went through a repaint. Well, not really a repaint, but I went through and put some washes on him and stuff because he was a little less detailed. Comic accurate for looks. He is very comic accurate. And he's definitely a good leader and team player. I use him a lot with my six-pack team, which I love my six-pack team. And I always play George W. Bush, but Bridge. Because I can pull other people into a six-pack, such as my Agent Venom, Ellie, and Phantom X. But no, I never play him a six-pack without my Cable. And Cable is probably one of my top 10 favorite Hero Click figures. And that's that. So, there we go. I went over some Superman, Wonder Woman. I went over my favorite Hero Click, Spotlight. You say, oh, Sean, what's coming up next? Well, I'm going to go, I promised a while back, about talking about some Ironsides. Now, I've not played her. I put her crew together, and I primed it. I painted the Oxfordian mages with a base coat. Then my Jackdaw box came. So there I was. So, I'm looking at this box set. And another reason, too, I'm looking at points of what I got here and everything. What can I add to it? Of course, this is Arcanist crew. I was thinking, what can I add to it? And come to think about it, I have the female misstep, you know, the Howard Langston model. And I was just like, I was trying to give my wife something to paint, and I found my old Mechanical Rider. Then I saw the picture for the new Mechanical Rider. Holy shit. So, I'm going to order that. She's going to run with my Ironsides crew. Now, what's pretty nice about Ironsides crew, I see it, I like the whole Bully slash MNSU feel of it, where she's like the Union Collector, whatever. She's also a cheater. Hand-to-hand cheater, and I'll get to that in a bit. So, let's go ahead and get started to it now. You say, Sean, how does she cheat? I was like, for one, she's a hand-to-hand fighter. She likes being hand-to-hand. But unfortunately, as anyone knows, with the Malifaux models out there, being a hand-to-hand is, could be a deadly place. You got your Lady J's, sometimes your big mornings, but hand-to-hand can be rough. And you can say, well, how can someone running around with brass knuckles improve their focus in life? And we say, she has Docs 40 and Mages. These guys are 6 points apiece, 5 wounds, pretty basic stats, but basically what they are a gun line for Arcanists. Now, with Ironside's crew, you're not going to really want to use them as a gun line, but you certainly can, because they gain a plus 1 tome CA for each other academic model within 3 inches to maximum of 2 tomes. Let's see. This model has student loans. It gains a plus to its willpower duels when a line of fire friendly MSU master henchman, which is basically they're going to stick close to Ironsides here. These people, I say Ironsides is a cheater because these guys are going to hang around her little fighting pit. And when you look at the playstyle of Ironsides, I'll explain to you why it's a fighting pit. She likes everyone brought to her, and she can help. She can help have that happen. Let's see. These guys here. They got your elemental bolt. It's range 10, 2, 3, 4 damage. And every trigger they have is a tome. They got a 1 range attack. Target suffers 1, 2, 3 damage. And every trigger is a tome. Some are 2, some are 3. Now, they have built-in, no built-in tomes, but remember, for every academic model, for maximum of 2, they within 3 inches, they gain a tome, so it's automatic. They got Furious Casting. So, I don't know, they're pretty sweet. Let me see. They're hand-to-hand attacks. When you shoot somebody, after damaging an enemy, add 1 soulstone to this crew's soulstone pool. Nice. 2 tomes, when damaging, this attack deals 2, 4, 5 damage instead. And with 3 tomes, after damaging, this model is killed unless it discards 2 soul stones or 2 cards. Not knowing that something's going to do that definitely puts a crimp in your day. Let me tell you that. I forgot all about that on a model I should have known that could do that. So I know that out there is pretty good. Let's see. They got for the elemental boat, you can give up burning condition, slow, ignores armor, and it can move target up to 2 inches for each tome in the total. If they throw in a tome, there's 2 other mages by them, that's 6 inch movement, that's something you can do. So, not too shabby, but here is the goal. Here's the reason why it makes these guys nice. You get 3 of them in the box. You also get 3 Oxfordian Mage Rare 1 Wards. These are 0 cost upgrades, which is allow them to benefit other stuff. Let's see. They got something blank where the model move up to 2 inches, but more importantly, friendly models with the Warding Runes upgrade gain the following ability within 10 inches of this model. Now, with the Warding Runes, there's 2 of them that come in the set, and it looks like you can put 1 on the Captain and 1 on Ironsides. But if they have the Warding Runes upgrade, this model activates, it heals plus 1 damage. So here we go. Ironside's now going to regen one every turn with this upgrade. Let's see, the other one is Nemesis Ward. This model gains a plus one in all defense duel with the enemy's crew leader. Most of the times, your masters going up against each other, so it's plus one flip to all duels. And it's got Blood Ward. I mean, all these have different other things, but I'm just saying how they pertain exactly why I'm saying that Ironside's just standing around the side. She's pretending she's Barney Badass, and the mages throwing her spells on her. This model's immune to conditions caused by enemy models and damage from pulse effects. So, stone your crit with your blow-up thing, fuck you. Burning, fuck you. Poison, anyway. So when you're playing against Ironside, you got three mages running around, basically throwing fireballs, hanging out with each other, granting benefits to your master who's up in your face, smacking you around. Now, the warding runes do more than just have the ability to have the wards on them. Enemy cast actions which target this model lose all suits in the casting for duration of action. So it's a little bit harder for them to actually target with spells, too. So, I mean, she's pretty hefty. She comes with a total of 9 upgrades herself. So, that's the Oxfordian mages. So we'll go right to Ironsides. I like her. She's your little beat stick brawler. I keep imagining, well, obviously from the beginning of the show, Fight Club, but more so Snatch a little bit. She got 14 wounds. Pretty good. Cash of 5. Where's the stop? She got defense 5, willpower 6, 5 walk, 8 charge, height 2. She got Quell of Riot, which means at the beginning of every turn she gets adrenaline plus 1. And at the end of the turn, she reduces her adrenaline by plus 1 and heals 1. Added with regeneration, she's healing 1 at the beginning, healing 1 at the end. She works on adrenaline, which we'll get through in a minute here, where she can stack and do other effects with adrenaline. She's hard to wound. Here she's got defense with a tome, but it's not built in. Basically, when this model suffers damage from enemy melee attack, she does a 2-3-4 uncheatable damage and gains plus 1 adrenaline. Not bad. She's got handpicked men. Other friendly models within 6 inches gain a plus 2 to their attack and damage values when they make them if they have fewer than wounds on their if they have fewer wounds than printed on their card. There's some tricks about that. I'm not looking into it yet. I might just get some games of her that are painted, but I gotta stop working on Gremlins, huh? Okay, so here's her little action. She's got 1 attack action, Brass Knuckles. Range 2, melee 7 with a ram. Not bad at all. 2-3-4 damage, and she gets a plus 1 at attack flip during disengaging strike. So she's going to keep you close, or best to it for her ability to keep you close, because she wants to be by you. And she wants to hit you, and she doesn't want you to leave. She got built-in ram on the attack. She throws a crow in there. This model gains the adrenaline, so she gets more adrenaline because it's warming up, and the other ones follow through. After damaging you, she lowers her adrenaline count by 2, then push 2 inches and make it a melee 2 action. So right after that, she can do other attack action, an uppercut. 4-5-7 damage. Target gains a slow condition. Increase the melee for this attack by its adrenaline condition value up to a melee of 8. Now, it's got a built-in ram. After damaging, this model lowers its adrenaline condition by 2 and push up to 2 inches, then take a melee 1 action. Where if you see where I'm going with this, if you got a bunch of adrenaline, you can go in, you can hit, adrenaline 2, uppercut, adrenaline 1, brass knuckles, and if you have a final one, you can come up there and hit again. Do another 2. And we're talking all that is really one action. And that's 1 AP if you got the proper amount of adrenaline. So she could be freaking dangerous if you could get it to work. She's got another attack action. Target number 13, range 12. Target model is pushed. It's charged towards this model. Then, if able, the target must take a melee action against the model, which it receives a negative to the damage flip, and may not declare triggers. So, like I said, this is her wanting people by you. So she does this. You're looking at me. She brings you closer. You come through. Hit her twice. You're gonna do weak. Most likely, you're gonna do weak because it's a triple flip. She's gonna have a tome in her hand. Hopefully, good shot. My turn. Hit you back. Gains adrenaline. She's getting ready for next turn. Then she's got you there. But if she throws a mask in with this, she got a trigger. After succeeding this action, take it again. It can't declare a trigger. So if she's in combat with somebody, she could pull somebody closer, then do it again, have three people around her. And it's just, it's horrible. It's horrible. Because this is why it's, well, let me get to the end. I'll tell you why it's horrible. She got a tactical action. Russian. This model may lower to adrenaline condition by one to be placed in base contact with the enemy model within 6 inches. This is zero action. So even if you're not close and you want to be up there, she's like, bam, put you here, bring you there. Fuck you up. And reason why I say it's horrible, she's got challenge. The crowd is one soulstone upgrade. And if there's more than one enemy model within 2 inches, this model gains a plus to its defense duels. Holy shit. If you do manage to hit her, if everything goes her way, or at least she brings you in, you're going to come at her. If you take an attack, it's going to be a -2 flip, and she's going to get a +2 flips to the duel. Good luck. Good luck. So it's pretty snazzy. I'm going to go through the rest of her upgrades. She's got Iron Determination. Enemy models which flip a red joker against its model on a damage flip, disregard the red joker with no effect. And then flip a new card from their deck. So you think you're pretty sweet, got a red joker. Oh, so sorry. They gain the following tactical action, stand up, stand tall. This model heals an amount of damage equal to its current adrenaline condition value. End the adrenaline condition on this model. If you really need to heal, you don't want to save your adrenaline for a big old coup de grace at the end, you can heal up. Simple as that. Let's not forget that she's a Union Enforcer, so one of her upgrades, or it could be, well, it's Ironsides. It's one of her upgrades. Message from the Union. This model gains a shooting attack at 12 inches with a mask, resist defense, range 8. Target gains burning 3 condition. This attack ignores cover. So she's throwing a flaming bottle at you, and she's going to take a little bit of fire damage. So we'll get to more fire damage because Captain does a little bit too. Let's see, and she's got her last frontline leadership. This model gains following ability. Protective. When another friendly model within 6 inches of this suffers damage from an enemy, this model may discard a card and gain the following condition to end the game. Adrenaline. So your guys are taking a beat and she's getting pissed. She'll discard a card. More adrenaline. Go ahead. Target those Oxfordy mages. Target my mouse. Hit the Pale Rider. The Mechanical Rider. Oh, I got no hand, but ooh, next turn you're getting a beating. It also gives her the following tactical action. Come get some. Until the end of turn, enemy models within 6 inches, which declare a walker charge action must pass a target number 13 willpower duel. If they fail and the action was a charge, it must target this model if able. If they fail and it is a walk action, it must end its walk action close to its model as possible. She wants you closer. That's all there is to it. Everything here is putting her closer, hoping you got great hands. Use of adrenaline, use of putting it out there correctly, managing your resources, and I can't wait until I play her. I should get her painted, stop the gremlin mess here, but here we go. This guy here, I could probably use somebody else as my henchman. This is the captain, but I like the way he looks. He's a captain with a relic hammer. I love relic hammers. If I haven't said that before, I love them, I love them. Steampunkish. Let's see. 9 wounds. Normal walk and charge. Middle of the storm, him and everybody within 2 inches gain bulletproof one. He's agile, so he's immune to disengaging strikes. And he's got a vapor trail after on his defense. Let's see, this model may push in any direction, so it could stop you from kind of like, you hit him and he's just like, no, I'm fucking out of here. He's got the relic hammer, which always is a 3-4-6 damage and always adds a double plus against tyrants and constructs. He's got knockback, and he's got spread the embers with a ram. And he's giving out burning 2 condition. He does an air burst, which can push a model 5 inches in any direction. You can't target the same model twice per turn. But after succeeding, the target gains the burning 2 condition. So, I mean, if you really want something to burn and watch it burn, I mean, I guess if you think about it, you hit him. You air burst him. Get you away from him and chuck Fleming bottle at him. That's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 burning. Have fun with that. Burning sucks. He's got wind wall. Throwing out 2 50mm wind markers. Touching each other. Their height 5. Severe and soft cover traits. So, that's pretty cool. Start your next activation. You remove him. And he's got the Eye of the Storm. All enemy models within 4 inches are pushed away from this model. This is a 1 tecto action. There is no willpower. There is no walk duel. You get this guy in there, especially on something like Line in the Sand. Bam! Move away. You thought you had that claimed, or whatever. You know, Orivon. What's that one? Stake a Claim? Yeah, that's a good one, too. Then we have her totem. 4 costs. 5 wounds, peon, this is mouse. Insignificant hard wound, accomplice. This guy here does minimum damage of 1, 2, 3. Is a rope lash, range 8, and he can drag you. He's got built in ram. 8 inches towards this model, so you want to keep this guy close to Ironside. You know, like, where are you going? It's kind of like a scorpion effect, you know, like, come here, but it's a 2-part here. You ain't leaving, target a model with the following condition. Range of 4, arrest. This model must discard a card to take a walk to charge action. That's not what you want there, but he does have his 0 action, tactical action, target heals 1, 2, 3 damage. Even somebody who could be Barney Badass might need a little bit of help healing once in a while. So that is my first initial read of Ironsides. Yeah, I don't know really how to play her, but I will. I'll learn how, I'll get her playing, I'll get back to you. Hopefully I can get back on my more dominating win streak as of lately. It is what it is. Doesn't matter. Most of the times when I'm playing Malifaux, it doesn't matter if I win or lose. It's just if I'm having a good game. But everyone likes to win. I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, even the Dalai Lama would probably like winning. Who, you know, human nature. So that's it for today. Go ahead and like my Facebook page, Pretty Please. Got any questions, comments, or anything, want to get a hold of me, tell me, I don't know, no bad news. You can contact me at SeanHammer, the number 9, at yahoo.com. I hope you enjoyed yourself. Get back to you soon. I have no idea what we're talking about, so if you got any ideas and you want to hear something, shoot me an email, and maybe I'll put that in the topic of conversation. And congratulations to the winner of the Pink Malifaux Child. I might have another goodie coming up, so I'll put that out there soon. I like giving away stuff, especially when I have it and it's given to me or whatever, and I can make somebody else's day by it. I like it. So, if remember, if you're not having fun, stop playing the game. Until next time.
Dass ihr mir vertraut.
Ich will,
dass ihr mir glaubt.
Ich will
eure Blicke spüren.
Ich will
jeden Herzschlag kontrollieren.
Ich will
eure Stimmen hören.
Ich will
die Ruhe stören.
Ich will,
dass ihr mich gut seht.
Ich will,
dass ihr mich versteht.
Oh,
ihr mich? Könnt ihr mich hören? Könnt ihr mich sehen? Könnt ihr mich fühlen? Ich verstehe euch nicht. Könnt ihr mich hören? Könnt ihr mich sehen? Wir wollen, dass ihr uns alles glaubt.